the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the benefits of fasting.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى
Today, Saturday, the 7th of the month of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of the month of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verse 6 to 11 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Was-samaa'a rafa'aha wa wada'al mizan.
And the heaven he raised and imposed the balance.
Alla tatghaw fil mizan.
That you not transgress within the balance.
Wa aqimul wazna bil qist wa la tukhsirul mizan.
And establish weight in justice and do not make deficient the balance.
Wal arda wada'aha lil anam.
And the earth he laid out for the creatures.
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام.
Therein is fruit and palm trees having sheaths of dates.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The earth, which is mentioned herein as a remarkable divine blessing, is mentioned in other Quranic verses as cradle, serves as a secure and serene abode whose significance may not be normally perceived by most of us, but an earthquake disturbs everything and volcanic eruption may bury a city beneath. Such phenomena indicate that the serene earth is such a great blessing, particularly if we reflect upon what scientists say, considering the velocity of the earth's rotation on its axis and its circling around the sun. The significance of such serenity, despite staggering velocity, it is further clarified that it entails different types of motion.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of Allah. Ramadan is a gift from Allah. Ramadan is the month of forgiveness, the month of countless blessings, the month in which Laylatul Qadr resides and so much more, taking into account all of the attributes associated with the holy month of Ramadan. It is quite simply a gift from Allah. It is a gift that keeps on giving. Ramadan is the month of fasting. During Ramadan, Muslims fast for a month for the time of the dawn prayer to sunset and spend most of their time in prayer and meditation. Fasting itself teaches many things. Obedience and dedication for one, as Muslims around the world undertake fasting as commanded by Allah. It also teaches restraint and control, because in the state of fasting, Muslims shun the basic pleasures of life, such as food, water, and so on, and devote themselves purely to worshiping Allah. It is ideal training in showing restraint in order to become good human beings and better Muslims.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the divine month. Earlier it has been indicated that the whole universe is the divine creation. However, according to the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, who quoted from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the authority of his father, grandfather and ancestors reaching the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the divine month. In connection with this, the month of Rajab is regarded as the month of Velayat, that is the month of befriending Imam Ali alayhi salam and believing in the principle of imamate. And the month Ramadan is regarded as the month of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the month of divinely determined prophethood. So we find that the month Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you look at the month Ramadan from this perspective, we find that the month Rajab is the month of imamate, the month Sha'ban is the month of prophethood, and the month Ramadan is the culmination and the apex of this line, is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, everybody is expected to be deeply concerned with observing religious piety. And one of the important aspects of this month is that the month of Ramadan, I mean the word Ramadan, is regarded as one of the various names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Islamic authorities indicated that if someone observes the month Ramadan, I mean fasts throughout the month Ramadan, however, they haven't reached the spiritual upbringing intended in the month Ramadan to be attended to, they haven't reached the intended perfection. Please note carefully that the month of Ramadan is like, for example, a container which is full of the divine grace. It isn't important to approach this divine grace. What's important is, I mean, reaching and achieving this divine grace and benefiting from it. So throughout the month of Ramadan, everybody is expected to be able to reach the month of Ramadan and to benefit from its abundant spiritual grace.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhata ar-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we'll look at time to remember Allah much. Ramadan is a season when Allah is remembered often and prayers are said in abundance. Believers who fast throughout Ramadan pass their nights and days remembering Allah. They remember Allah both with their behavior and actions and with their mouth and tongues, and they rest their hearts and souls. They also open their hands and hearts to their Lord in order to ask both their needs in the world and their expectations about the hereafter. They know that this month is a peaceful month in which wishes are fulfilled, needs are cared for, and expectations are answered. At the same time, they try to carry out different types of remembrance at different times and places. What can we learn more about the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan? The month of Ramadan is a blessed month that Allah has provided us. Although it is a month where we can utilize it for good deeds like fasting, charity, and Some people claim that good deeds are multiplied in Ramadan. Ramadan is indeed a blessed month. In this blessed month, Allah has commanded us to fast during the month of Ramadan. We should obey Allah and we should fast obediently as Allah commanded us to do so and without any cheating, as cheating is an insolent behavior. The Prophet said that your Lord said every sinful deed can be expiated and the fast is for me, so I will give the reward for it. We should make use of this blessed month that Allah has provided us, and we ask Allah to grant this Ramadan a month where Allah is pleased with us. Amen.
Before going into the ibadah, you need to understand who you're praying to. Before fasting, you need to understand who you're fasting to. What's the purpose of this? In a hadith from Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, he says, لَيْسَتِ الْعِبَادَةِ بِكَثْرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ وَإِنَّمَا الْعِبَادَةِ بِكَثْرَةِ التَّفَكُّرِ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. He says, ibadah is not the quantity of how much you fast and how much you pray. Allah does not judge you by the quantity of your worship. And then he says, innama al-ibadah. No, indeed, ibadah is how much you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah is where you have Allah in your mind, in your life. This is the ibadah. This is the whole purpose of ibadah. Ya ayyuha al-ladhina amanu, كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah says in another verse, O you people who believe, fasting has become obligatory upon you, just as it has become obligatory upon people before you. Why? لعلكم تتقون. So that you reach the state of God consciousness.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
والغفران ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners, and condolences to you all. Since today, the 7th of Ramadan, is the day when Abu Talib, the primordial Muslim and defender of Islam, and Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, left the world. Here is a statement worth pondering upon from his bereaved nephew, the Almighty's last messenger. The Quraysh could not raise a hand against me until my uncle, Abu Talib died.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And this hadith is about leniency and the benefits of leniency. In Arabic, we call it ar-rifq. Leniency, being lenient with people, tolerating them, you know, if they're, you know, being harsh to you, you'd be lenient with them. This is one of the virtues in Islam. And in this tradition, Imam Zainul Abidin has spoken about it. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan right now, and the month of Ramadan is a kind of a very difficult time for people. And, you know, a lot of times it's an unusual situation, right? So we're going to sleep, you know, late, right? Because we're eating iftar late. Then we have to wake up early in the morning for suhoor. A lot of times the women have to wake up more earlier than the other ones to cook the suhoor for the family, right? So this attribute of being lenient with one another is very pertinent and important for us in this holy month of Ramadan. So let's be lenient with one another, let's tolerate one another, let's try to get through this month of Ramadan, inshallah, let's not like ruin our acts of worship, you know, by being upset with one another and fighting with one another in this holy month. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, the last piece of advice that Al-Khizr, the Prophet Khizr, gave to the Prophet Moses was the following. If any of you are acquainted with the Holy Quran, you know that in the Surah Kahf, which is one of the surahs and chapters of the Holy Quran, there's a story about the Prophet Moses alayhi salam. You know, God Almighty guided him to one of his servants, the Prophet Al-Khidr, who is a famous prophet, who is still alive today, in fact, which is interesting enough. And the Prophet Khidr and the Prophet Moses, they went on a small adventure. Certain things happened to them. Very interesting story. If any of you get the chance, you can read this story in the Holy Quran. It's very instructive and educational, and we can learn a lot from it. The last piece of advice that the Prophet Khidr gave to the Prophet Moses was this. When a person is lenient with someone in this world, Allah will be lenient with him on the day of resurrection. A very beautiful hadith. If we are lenient with one another, we're tolerant with one another, Allah will be tolerant with us. In the hereafter, He will restrain Himself from getting angry with us. He will restrain Himself from punishing us, right, for our evil deeds, right? There's a famous tradition, kama tudino tudan, as you act, so you will be dealt with. As you deal with other people, Allah will deal with you in the hereafter, right? So if we're lenient with people, we're nice to them, we're kind to them, we tolerate them, Allah will do the same for us in the hereafter and will overlook our faults. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at leniency and its benefits in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Oh yeah, respected brothers here. And all the respected brothers and sisters all over the world who are hearing us, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks, and especially the students of Sevier International School Network. Alhamdulillah, we are back with the series of Quranic sessions. And I really welcome you all, especially our friends Minhal Hussein Nasir, Muhammad Yahya, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, and Mahdi Chasib Abdul Karim Al Husseina, right? Yes?
No.
And of course, I am Habibullah Fasihi Zadat. So, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Let's go on and continue reciting Suratul Baqarah.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون.
Sir, you only said to Amen.
Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, okay, Surah Al-Hujarat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Do not go forward. I'm not, God forbid,
sir,
I'm not the prophet, okay? I'm not the Allah, okay?
They kept on reading.
But when there is a leader, okay? When there is a leader, do not go forward from the leader, okay? If you have the Imam of Jama'at, okay? They are in the praying, okay? In the prayers, with the prayers, okay? Salatul Jama'ah, okay? Do not do the prayer, okay? Yeah. Before the Imam Jama'at. For example, he is doing sajda, okay? Do not do the sajda before him. Do after him or with him, okay?
Not with,
forward, okay?
It should have like...
لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Do not go forward. If Allah says this is haram, do not say this is halal, okay? Understood? If Allah says recite this way, say this thing, you have to say this thing. Do not go forward. Oh Allah, my knowledge is more than you, okay? Don't do.
Yeah, I mean, read forward, then you don't.
This is haram. Understood?
No, I didn't read forward. So I read until Aminu.
I'm telling you, okay, do not go forward, okay? Stay back.
I didn't go forward, I just restart that. I just restart Aminu. I restart from Walladina Aminu. I just read it again.
Okay.
I didn't go forward.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا
وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
ولهم عذاب.
Sir, we didn't read Marada. Marada.
I read it.
Yeah, we didn't. No, we did. We did.
No, the last one we didn't. There's
no.
We didn't.
Oh,
you did.
Okay, read it.
Yeah, they skipped because they didn't know what to do.
Maradan.
Let's read it together again. One, together. 1, 2, 3.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
عذاب أليم عذاب أليم. Look, it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way, Muhammad. Yeah. عذاب أليم بن أليم. No. عذاب أليم. ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. All right.
I did a mistake.
Okay.
I said Ali.
Great.
Like how you say your name.
It's very good that you admit, okay, what you did wrong.
This is like when you go to prison and you admit what you did wrong.
Look, one of the things that Imam Rida alayhi salam told his companion, okay, is to say astaghfir Allah or repent before Allah Almighty. How do you repent? You're admitting what you have done wrong. Oh Allah Almighty, I did this wrong. Oh Allah Almighty, God forbid, okay? I told a lie, okay? One day. So I really repent for that. Sorry for that, okay? Forgive me, please. So the best way if you want to make your prayers, okay, answered by Allah Almighty, okay? So the way to get the dua, okay, we say the answer for the dua, okay, is this. Recite a salawat first. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajum. Then say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Say praise to Allah Almighty, okay? Give thanks to Allah Almighty for what He has given to you, okay? Whatever you have. Look, first you say salawat, okay? Then say thank you Allah Almighty for giving me everything. Thanks for giving me the chance, the opportunity, okay, to talk to you, to make dua. Yes? If Allah Almighty didn't give you the chance, you wouldn't be able to make dua again one more time. Yes? So the second step, giving thanks. The third step is admitting what you have done wrong. Okay? Admitting what you have done
wrong.
So whenever you go to your mom, okay? Your mom, for example, you have done something wrong at home, okay? Your mom punishes you or she's mad at you. So what is the best way to go and talk to her? You say, Mom. Yeah? So you're just kind of attracting her attention, yes?
You
Mom,
say,
yeah. I really love you.
What you say
can
is,
I have a cup of milk, for example, or something? Then she doesn't talk to you, yes?
Like so what Diabito does, he says to his mom, Via, can I have a cookie? He says, no, he has one.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, the next thing. Yes, Mehdi? The next thing, if you want to get her attention, full attention, and want her to forgive you, is to admit, yeah, Mom, sorry for that. Astaghfirullah. Ilahi al-Af. Oh, Mom, forgive me, for example, when you talk to your mom. When you talk to Allah, okay? Oh, Allah, forgive me. I know this was wrong. I did it. I really didn't want to do it, but yes, happened. Okay, so just forgive me. Then, after you admit it, what do? Then you ask what you want. Oh, Allah Almighty, now that you have forgiven me, please give me this. Yes? So, Islam gives us a good way, yes? So, after you wanted your wishes, okay, asked for your wishes, then after that, recite a salawat again. Alhamdulillah, then recite a salawat. Start with salawat and finish with salawat. This is the best way of making dua. So, once again, say this one. Reciting a salawat, then step two.
Alhamdulillah.
Saying Alhamdulillah, giving thanks to Allah Almighty, pray Allah Almighty, yeah? Give praise to Allah Almighty. All praises to Allah. And then?
Third one, say of what we did bad.
Yeah, admit.
Yeah.
So I know that Alhamdulillah, you're not doing bad things, okay? You do not make lie. Sometimes, yeah, in the class something happens. Okay, but at all, overall, okay, you're good Muslims, okay, you do not do. But sometimes maybe it happens, okay?
Yeah.
Like, for example, we become jealous about something that my brother
I'm never jealous.
Okay?
No.
You're trying to, for example, do something to him.
Annoy
him.
I'm jealous.
Or you have... Do you have a small sisters?
Yeah,
small,
I do.
Small brothers?
No.
Baby brothers and sisters?
I have one.
Sure,
no, baby
I don't.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm the youngest.
I'm my own baby brother. You are your own baby brother, yes? So do not annoy yourself.
I do.
You're the smallest?
Yeah, I mean baby brother or sister. Do you have?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Two.
So God forbid. Annoying them is a bad thing. It's
so they
okay.
come like, I'm standing here, my small sister come, take the book, opens, I say, give it back. She says, I'm reading.
Oh, yes, help her read.
That's exactly what
be
I
be a teacher. At that time, you have to be a teacher.
That's what I do to my brother.
Great.
You do?
So, look,
I just go run.
If for example, if sometimes
I have two brothers.
You are annoying someone. No matter it's your elder brother, it's your baby brother, or elder brother, it's your mom, dad, whatever. Okay, whoever, I mean, it means you have done a bad thing. Maybe you were angry that time, but don't forget it, okay, to repent, okay? Say Allah Almighty that, oh Allah, am I sorry? And also ask themselves as well to forgive you. This is called haqqun nas, okay? Yes. The right of the other people, okay?
And fifth one, ask Allah to give you a gift.
Then, third step, yeah? Fourth step?
Get reward.
The reward is this, that ask Allah Almighty, that, oh Allah Almighty, next time, if shaitan is going to just tell me, okay, that you have to do, you have to annoy, so you have to be there, okay, to help me, that I have to stop, avoid that one. Yes? This is the thing that you want. Do not ask Allah, oh Allah Almighty, I have admitted, okay, that I've done this wrong, okay? So please, $10. Not like this, okay? Then recite a salawat, finish your dua.
So my big sister, my big and small, they take the pencils and they Islamic with oof.
Draw something. Pages.
Not draw, like...
So whenever you're reading, okay, you want to try to study, okay? You try to study. So buy a notebook for her as well, okay? Or a pen.
They have. So but they come to... They take their pen, they come to my book.
They love you.
I let that down.
Just
for
one second, I get out... Come so, back, see the book is
so
open.
So let's finish the akhlaq lessons, okay? Let's get back to the Quran and recite it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
What ayah were we on? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, right?
Yeah, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي
Battery low. لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ.
لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
This ayah had a good meaning and interpretation. I would want it to say
where,
this one,
where
but
was I?
Because time is up, inshallah. The next sessions we will continue.
No problem, say it.
No, the next sessions we will continue, inshallah, okay? Thank you so much, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for being with us and listening to the Quranic sessions. We hope, actually, that these sessions must be useful for you. And if you are, like, benefiting from these sessions, please keep... being with us, okay? Keep benefiting, yes? Inshallah, join us for the next sessions as well. Don't forget, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, Minhal Hussein Nasser, Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Sayyid Yahya Muhammad, and Mahdi Al Husseinan, and Muhammad Hadi Naqawi, and Habibullah Fasih Zada. Thank you so much for joining us, and inshallah, you must be blessed with all the blessings of Allah Almighty in this month and make dua for the coming of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني.
In this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني. Perhaps you forsook me because I stopped visiting the gatherings of the scholars, or perhaps I sat in the company of the forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy. أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني. أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني. Or perhaps I enjoyed the conversation of vain jesters, so you kept up my friendship with them. أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني. Maybe you did not like for what I asked for you, so you sent me away. أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني. Or perhaps because of my offenses, you kept me away. أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني. Or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off. We have concluded earlier that there are some reasons behind our failures that we might not be aware of. There are some consequences for our actions, and our actions contribute to the emergence of our opportunities in worshipping, and also in the deprivation of the opportunities. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is telling us that we must try to create those opportunities for ourselves by having good deeds. Those who are tainted with some shortcomings and deviations throughout their life, they must try to purge themselves of these pollutions during the month of Ramadan. In fact, we are all invited to the divine meeting, this intimate meeting with Allah. And in this blessed month, we must try to get accustomed to being wary of God so as to maintain piety, not just during the month of Ramadan, but to keep it for after this month.
Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan.
the ocean of dua.
One of the best blessings of this great month of Ramadan is the opportunity to perform the most sublime forms of worship. This very dua, this very supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali is one of them. During this month, we are more careful of our actions. We do not eat every food. We try not to utter anything that comes out of our tongues. We try to control our eyes and ears, etc. And as such, the more we train ourselves in controlling in these things, the more we will benefit from the blessings of this month. And after this month, we must also try to keep everything that we have achieved, spiritually, of course, for the next month. And this is how we can survive this journey, this spiritual journey of love. There are many people who are devoted and pious, but they die sinful. There are also many people who are sinners, but they leave this world felicitous. What is the difference between these two? One must not even look down upon the sinners. This is the secret. Arrogance or self-admiration is most detestable to God. And that is why he does not give some people the opportunity to perform night prayers. It is because arrogance and ghurur is sometimes so harmful to man that it cannot even be compensated by these prayers. In this regard, we must always try to be wary of our hearts, and that the sins can invert the heart, and the fact that sins deprive us of the sweetness of the remembrance. O God, carry us in the ships of your deliverance and give us the enjoy and pleasure of these whispered prayers to you. And we can reach this by avoiding sins, by avoiding the sins that cause alienation of the heart from Allah the Exalted. And supplication is one of the things which man raises to Allah. And this is why we said that it is the ascending Qur'an which man raises to Allah after receiving the descending Qur'an from him. So if we are detached from the descending Qur'an, from the infallibles and the Ahlul Bayt, we would undoubtedly be detached from the ascending Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt as well. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en. Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for beginners.